Well, when there is antinomianism present or gospel reductionism, even from our own experience with Seminex, that all sorts of mischief arises. I do not believe that is the natural outgrowth or outcome of Lutheranism. I think that's an error that slips in. And this antinomianism or this despising of the law of God does obviously lead to that. And if these Norwegian Lutherans or Swedish Lutherans were actually practicing the doctrine of the two kingdoms, they may not be in the same situation that they are. So I think it's a misnomer to say that they're actually practicing or exercising the doctrine of two kingdoms. They're commingling the kingdoms and allowing the state to influence the church.